Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, an economist. He's the senior research fellow with Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies and also the chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
It's good to talk to you. Okay, let's talk about the Architectural Billing Index first. It's probably the one that's not as optimistic as the residential side of the business. Looks like April was back over 50 to 50.5. March was down to 47.8, and that was the first time it'd been down in a while. So give us a read on the Architectural Billing Index.
As you say, Kemp, a lot of volatility there. So we started off the year, January number was 55, a surprisingly high number, particularly since that was coming at the end of the government shutdown. So it looked like getting off to a good start to the year. Then February was just barely above 50. The March number, you noted, 47.8, was the weakest number that we've reported since 2012. So really caught a lot of attention, a bit of a bombshell. And then April peaked its head up above 50 again at 50.5. So, I think number one takeaway is a lot of volatility from a surprisingly strong January to a surprisingly weak March. We're in a tough stretch now, February, March, April, probably the weakest three-month period we've seen in many, many years. You know, we'll be watching it pretty closely to see where it goes from here. I think the optimism, Kemp, is that, you know, architecture firms continue to report that they're getting new projects in. Our ABI is a billings index, so it's work that they're finishing up. They're continuing to get new projects in. They're continuing to build inventories and backlog. You know, they're currently at the end of the first quarter of this year. They had their highest level of backlogs since the last recession at 6.5 months. So a bit of mixed signals that we're getting from architecture firms. But like I say, I think volatility is something we're going to see as we go through this rocky period, and we'll probably see volatility at least through the end of this year.
You know, I was looking at a little bit of the detail, and the worst region is the Northeast region, which is interesting because there's so many cranes up in some of the bigger cities in the Northeast, but it was 45.1 in the Northeast, but the project inquiries was 60.9 and the design contracts was 52.1. So sounds to me like the score in the next couple of months could be good.
I think that's right. I mean, it's a bit of a head scratcher there as to why billings are relatively weak, where architecture firms report they have a lot of work in-house and a lot of new work coming in. So, you know, that would point to kind of unique circumstances that are generating that. I don't think the weather was all that bad in most regions of the country the first year. Certainly we saw pockets of it. But as you say, I think as we get into the year, we get into busier months, hopefully this will straighten out.
You know, I was talking to the folks at the merchandise mart. Neocon starts next week, and they're very optimistic. So, you know, that's the big show for interior finished products, and so they're looking for a good show. So, like you say, it's a mixed bag.
That's not surprising regardless. I think, you know, there's a lot of work last year, and the interiors folks would be finishing that up now. So that would make sense. You know, like I say, we'll see if they continue to see work over the summer. I think signs are encouraging, but a bit sort of a spookiness out there, I think, in terms of, you know, what's next.
60 Minutes was last night, and Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, was on, and he was saying he thought the economy was going to do okay for the next year or so.
I think that's right. I mean, they did do a bit of an about-face earlier this year when they very abruptly said, we're going to stop raising interest rates, raising short-term rates. And I think the sense is that their next move will be to ease rates. But when that will happen remains to be seen. I think the Fed is hoping not anytime soon. I think they're hoping they won't have to lower them in 2019, that the economy will stay strong enough that it'll survive on its own. You know, the problem they're facing now, Kemp, is that they didn't raise much during the last expansion. The Fed funds rate, I think, is about 2.5%. So they don't have a lot of room to maneuver moving forward. So I think they're probably a little anxious that as to, you know, whether they're going to see a softening or not, because they just don't have a lot of ability to stimulate the economy.
All right. Let's shift to your other hat, the Joint Center for Housing Studies. You track the remodeling activity. Tell us how things are going there.
Well, remodeling has been a surprisingly strong market. You know, we've now seen 8 straight years of really healthy growth. 7 of those years are, you know, well above the long-term trend that we're seeing in the market, which is about 4 to 5% growth. So things are good. You know, our sense is that remodeling is starting to take some of the business away from new construction, that a lot of homes that were, you know, kind of built just before the last recession, the last housing crash, that were foreclosed, that were converted to rentals, that were left vacant, quite frankly, are starting to come back on the line now. Some of those rentals are being converted back over to home ownership. Some of the vacant units are coming back on the market. When that happens, you see a lot of spending. We documented that, and it's about twice the national average on a per-unit basis for homes that were distressed as homes that have kind of remained in the market. So that's given a bit of a bump. The new construction side has really not done well, just under 1.25 million starts last year, and that looks to be near the crest for this market. And in the old days, 1.25 million would be almost recessionary conditions, Kent. You know, we just didn't recover much. You know, I think the remodeling side took some of the thunder, took some of that momentum, and so that market's remained really quite healthy recently.
Yeah, actually, you published the 20th anniversary report, and I think you said it was $425 billion spent on remodeling, so that's a pretty healthy number.
That's a really healthy number, yeah. And, you know, in that report, Kemp, we said that the remodeling accounts for 55% of the overall residential activity, 55% remodeling, 45% new construction. And historically, that ratio has been just the other way around, about 40-45% remodeling, 55-60% construction. And we think, quite frankly, that that share, that elevated remodeling share, is going to be the status quo moving forward. We're not seeing a lot of population growth, and therefore our homes are getting older, and we need to continue to maintain them. So just a lot of momentum on the remodeling side.
All right, what about the shift from renting to owning? Where do we stand there?
You know, the U.S. home ownership rate really took a dive during the last recession. It went from 69% prior to the recession down to 63-64% as of 2016, and we've started to recover. You know, we picked up a couple points. We had kind of a weak first quarter in 2019. I think we're heading back up, and I'm guessing the 69% was probably too high. 63-64% was too low. We're probably going to level off around 66%, but that's still a couple points above where we are now. So we're starting to see millennials get into the housing market, start to form families, initially renting, but now increasingly moving to home ownership. So I think life is getting back to normal on the housing side.
All right, two more quick questions. I noticed this car loan default. 7 million Americans are over 90 days late. Is that going to cause a bump ahead?
You know, curiously, the housing side is pretty good on loans. The auto side looks like they got a little aggressive. So I think that's going to cause a little bump. I don't think it's going to be a serious one, but I think it'll cause lenders to start being a little more diligent in their auto lending moving forward.
Okay, and what about tariffs? What are tariffs going to do to us this year?
I hope, Kemp, that this is really more bluster than reality. I think if we ever had a permanent 25% tariff on imports from Mexico, that would be disastrous. If the tariff levels we're talking about with China were fully implemented, that would be disastrous. So I'm hoping it's bluster that will get resolved in the very near future.
Yeah, I think the stock market thinks it's going to get resolved because we haven't seen the huge, I mean, we're down some, but not down like you'd think if we were going to keep these.
Yeah, no, I think if they were permanent, that would send us into recession, and I think you're exactly right. The stock market would have responded to that already.
All right, Kermit, great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FortAlley.net.